and what that looks like. The first week, we looked at individuals that were really giving their heart to get into the position of prayer. We talked about Daniel. We talked about Daniel and how he set his face to pray. He set his mindset. He made adjustments in his life. He fasted for 3 weeks. And not that he didn't eat anything for 3 weeks, because Lord knows we can't do that. But what he did do is he didn't eat any good thing. He didn't eat anything sweet or tasty. He didn't drink any fruit of the grape for 3 weeks. And he set his heart, his mind. He put himself in a position of prayer. He got away from the comfortableness of his life. Then we talked about the Holy Spirit, how Jesus has given us his Holy Spirit, which guides us how to pray, teaches us how to pray, because we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. Amen. Right? And there's things that God wants me to lift out before him that I don't even know how to confront. And oftentimes as we pray, we may not have anything else but this deep groaning in our inner spirit. And God takes those groans through the power of the Holy Spirit and translates them in the throne room of God.
Bless him.
Last week we talked about us being in Christ Jesus and how that we know, because Jesus talked about at the tomb of Lazarus how he said, "Father, I know you always hear me." And if he always hears the Son and we are inside the Son, guess what? He always hears us.
Amen.
Amen. He wants us to desire him. He wants us to know him. He wants to hear our prayers. And oftentimes we get caught in our immediate circumstances. And we don't think God hears us. In fact, Daniel was probably going through that same scenario in his life. He had been praying for 3 weeks. He had been seeking the Lord with the fullness of his heart over those times. He was weeping, dressed in sackcloth and ashes, and he was pouring his life, his heart, his desire, the sin of the nation. He was pouring it out before the throne room of God until that day Gabriel shows up.
Amen.
Right? And he said, "Hey, Daniel, God heard your prayer the first day you set your heart to pray. But I've been in battle. I was fighting against the Prince of Persia. And I had to maintain that fight until Michael, the archangel, came and he started the fight for me so that I could come and give you the answer." Right now, you may have been praying for a long time. You've been seeking the Lord with the fullness of your heart for some time now, right? And you don't hear, you're not hearing from God. That doesn't mean God hasn't heard your prayer.
Amen.
Amen. That doesn't mean that he's not moved with compassion for you. That doesn't mean that he isn't in tune to what your heart's in tune to. It doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit that's indwelling you is not speaking to God on your behalf. So if you feel like your prayers have not reached any further than the ceiling, good news. Good news. God hears you, and he's moving on your behalf even now. You may not see it. You may not know it. But the wonderful thing about this is we work by faith and not by sight. Amen. We're the righteousness of God. We're the holiness of God on this earth. We're filled with his Holy Spirit, and he cares. He has compassion. His heart breaks for what your heart breaks for. Amen. He loves you, and he's moving over you. And keep on praying. Amen. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking. Keep on asking. Keep on. Don't stop. Often we quit praying over a certain situation because we don't think it happened in our time. Well, the beautiful thing about this is our time doesn't matter.
Amen.
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 He is God. Amen.
Yes.
He is God. He's the creator. He's Jehovah. He's the I am that I am.
Bless him.
Amen.
Bless him.
Trust in that. Trust in that.
That's it.
Trust in that. Trust that you are in Christ Jesus and He has compassion for you. He loves you. He desires you. He wants you to know that you are in Him. All we must do is abide.
Amen.
Amen. The one thing that the body of Christ has got to do is hold on. Hold on. Hold on to the hem of His garment. Hold on to the truth of His word. Hold on to the deepness of the promises of God. Hold on to the riches of His grace. Hold on to the mercy that He has for you. And don't quit. Don't stop. Often that the saint has been praying and he stops just before it happens. Amen. Often the answer's right around the corner, but we haven't seen it, we haven't heard it, we haven't experienced it, so we lose hope. And when you lose hope and you quit, then all hope is gone. You know, God, He wants to use you. He wants to work through you. And He wants to use your prayer to infect this world with righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. His desire is for you and not against you. He wants to be your shield. He wants to be your buckler. He wants to be the driving force in the body of Christ. And if God needs anything, I hate to say that God needs anything, because he really doesn't. One thing that He wants is us to know Him.
That's it.
Right?
Yep.
He wants us to trust in Him. He wants us to rest in Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And to have this overflowing confidence that He is.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know that God is? That He is? And He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. That word diligently is super important. That we need to not just seek Him with shallowness, but to diligently seek Him. To dig deep. To go further than what we can. To stay longer than what we think we can stay. To believe by faith when it seems that all hope is lost.
Right. Amen.
You look at all of the accounts in the Bible about the men and the women of God. When all hope was lost. When there was no hope left. When Pharaoh's army is behind you and the Red Sea's in front of you. And you're at your last straw. God says, raise your staff.
Right.
Raise your staff.
Amen.
See the mighty hand of God. Trust in Him. When it looks like there is no hope, know this, that God is hope for the hopeless. That He is help for the helpless. That He
Amen.
Is the manna, the bread that comes and meets you in the middle of your need and loves you in the middle of your distress and has compassion for you.
Amen.
You're the church. Amen. You are the church.
Amen.
You're the believers in Christ Jesus. You are the hope that people see in a world where there appears to be no
Amen.
Hope.
Amen.
You're the light. Amen. That Amen. In the midst, shining in the midst of darkness. You are to be the salt.
Yes.
When the world becomes tasteless, you're supposed to be the savor, the flavor of the Most High God.
Amen.
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 We're going to talk about some of those things today. I want you to know if there's anything that you can pull out or grasp out of this, I want you to know that God loves you.
Amen.
He loves you. And you might be in yourself, in your mind, saying, how can God love me, a sinner? You know, I don't understand that. Because there are oftentimes I don't like myself.
Yeah.
Amen. I know the edge of the depravity of who I am.
Amen.
Then there's those two words that keep giving me hope. But God.
Amen.
But God.
Amen.
God doesn't see me as who I am, but who He is preparing me to be.
Amen.
See, I'm already seated in the throne room of God with Christ Jesus. We talked about that last week. I'm already there. Although I'm here, God doesn't see me as the outward man, but He sees the inward man.
Amen.
The one that He's conforming into the image of His Son. Yes.
Say glory.
Amen. Say glory. Right? What's that children's song? God's still working on me.
Yeah, yeah.
It took him just a week to make the sun and Mars, or the stars and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, because God's still working on me.
Yes.
Or actually, what a mess I am, because God's still working on me. And, you know, he'll continue that work until you are complete.
Amen.
Right? It's his righteousness. It's his work. It's his love. It's his grace. It's his mercy. It's his abundance. It's his abounding love towards you. That's what's going to make the difference. That's what's going to make you a lovely person. Amen? It's not going to be anything you do. It's not your works of righteousness that's going to make you set apart and whole for God. It's his great compassion for his creation. You were created in the image and the likeness of God, and he created you for fellowship with one another and with him.
Bless him.
Right? How do I commune with God? Through prayer, through his word, and in the body. That's how I reach that spot of communion with God. And so if the Lord will allow me, I'm going to try to talk about that. Amen? If he'll just use me a little bit, that through the stumbling of my feeble words, the Holy Spirit will speak to you.
Yes.
Amen? Reason. That he will encourage you. That he will give you the hope that goes way beyond understanding. And he will prepare us today for the journey that's going to take place tomorrow and in the future. Amen? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you. I love you. Lord, I pray that even now before I open the word of God, that your truth has already gone out. That you're preparing our hearts. That you're preparing our minds.
Yes.
Lord God, that you're helping us to know that we are in the beloved,
yes,
Father, and that you are love, and you just love us. Father, help us to love you. Amen. Help us to love the Most High God. Help us to be obedient to your word as dear children, Father. Help us to walk in your righteousness and holiness, Father. Lift us out of the moments of doubt and cloud and depression, Father, and give us that stairway, that ladder, that confidence where we can see you ascending and descending in our heart, that we can arise to the height that you have called us to be in the Most Beloved. We thank you for those things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Your Father in heaven hears is what we're going to talk about today. As we already spoke about momentarily, that Jesus said at the tomb of Lazarus, and these are his words in Luke, he says, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. Oh, that right relationship to be saved and sanctified, to have the confidence that God hears us, and that he always hears us.
Amen.
That our prayers are precious to him. In fact, they're counted as incense in the Most High God. Right? That there's that bowl of incense in the throne room of God. And that's the collecting of the prayers of the saints. Have you ever thought of that? That your prayer, your heartbrokenness is indeed what permeates the throne room of heaven.
Blessed.
That he hears you. He hears your cry. He has compassion because you are his. Amen.
God, thank God.
What better reward is there? What better spot is there than to be having your heart poured out before God and it's collected?
Yes.
And it is a sweet smelling aroma to the Lord. Amen? I thank God that I don't understand it all. You know? And I take this by faith because I cannot wrap my mind around it. That my heart, that God gave me a heart, And that he would even consider me, that he cares for me and he cares for you. What an awesome God.
Amen.
Compassionate.
Bless him.
I have these notes before me, but they're not good enough.
Bridget, brother.
They're not good enough. These notes, these things, I'm looking at this, and I'm struggling with this, and I'm looking at what I have written here, and it's not good enough. It's not good enough. It's not. It's garbage before the Lord. Amen. So let's open His Bible. Amen. Let's go, and I think, out of all the scripture that I just threw away there, I spent hours on that. I'm really upset at myself. That God has something better for you than what I have to say. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Pastor Isaac, preach it.
Amen. Well, pray, because I just cut loose and I have nothing to go back to. So let's open up to John chapter 15.
Amen.
And I've preached this before. But there's something about abiding in the Most High.
Yes. Amen.
That we need to understand some things here. And as I speak, I need to stop, I need to pray, because I'm not prepared. Because I just threw away all my prepared notes. Okay, and I'm going to need a gift from the Holy Ghost here to speak.
Amen.
Because I just cut my lifeline of what I have to say. So let me go to the Lord, because this might get wild. I don't know what's going to happen. Father God, I thank you so much. And I come even now, Lord, humbly asking, Father, that you would take your word and that you would move me, this mouth, not me, this mouth, Father, to proclaim what you would have us to say. Lord, you have pressed on my heart deeply this thing that you spoke, this word that you spoke to John or John wrote down about how to hold on to you. And Father, I want to see the love. I want us to see the love that you have here for us. And I pray, Father, that you would just open this up, that we would know what you have to say to the church. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said plainly that I am the vine and my Father, he is the husband. He is the husbandman. And every branch in me beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he pruneth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Checking out this second verse right here. First, we need to understand Jesus starts out with I am. I like that. I am that I am. He is the beginning. He is the end. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's everything that you will ever need, you'll find in Him.
Yes.
Every peace, every comfort, every love, everything that we need to hold on for life today is found in Jesus Christ. Whatever you need, He is. Whatever you desire, He is. Whatever you want to become, He already is. And you need to hold on to that He is, that He is. I am, He is the vine. We need to hold on to the very crutch of who He is. He is that stalk coming out of the root. He is that root of Jesse that grows into this beautiful vine. And you are grafted into Him. You are grafted into the power of the Most High God through Jesus Christ. And we have the Father, amen, the husbandman, the one who cares so much about the vine. For God so loved the world that He gave Jesus the vine, amen, that we might have eternal life through Him, right? And in this vine, in this very essence of who God is, He's wanting us to grow and to produce. He's wanting us to be so connected to Jesus that He will cut off anything dead in our life, amen? Who here got some dead stuff in their life? Amen. You're holding on to some dead things that are not producing the holiness of God. The Father says, I love you so much. Let me trim that off.
Amen.
Let me cut that thing that's not producing fruit out of your life. Give it to me and I will do something with it. Give it to me. Rest in me. Trust in me. Trust in the vine. Trust in the husbandman. Trust in the one who created you, who knows your inside from your outside. Trust in him because he is I am. Right? Trust in that. And allow him. Relax. Lay down.
Yes.
Lay down in him. And allow the doctor to do the surgery.
Amen.
Amen. He knows how to cut it out. He knows how to work in you in such a way that you can be used mightily before him. He says that the Father, he's the husbandman. Every branch that's not bearing fruit, he cuts it down. He prunes it that it may bring more fruit. Now you can be clean through the word. Amen. Do you know that? How do I get rid of the garbage, the junk, the pollution in my life? It's right here.
Amen.
It's in the Word of God.
Amen.
This tells me what
That's
He expects.
Right.
This tells me who He is. This tells me of the righteousness that I already have in Him. This tells me of the place that I'm seated with Him. This tells me of the hope that I have in Him. This tells
Amen.
Me of the victory I have through Him. This tells me that Satan has no hold over top of me. This
That's
tells
right.
me that I am more than a victor through Christ Jesus who saved me.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what
Amen.
This tells me. This tells
Amen.
Me that I am beloved in the Lord God. This gives me faith when I have no hope. This gives me
right.
light when I'm in the midst
Amen.
Of my darkness. This gives me life in the middle of my
Amen.
Death. This gives me everything that I'll ever need.
Amen.
Amen. It is in Him. He is the Word. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And John said, we beheld the glory of the Most High God. It's right here. It's in the Bible. It's in the Word
Amen.
Of God. And you can trust in it. You can put your heart in it. And He wants your heart. He wants you to hear Him through His Word.
Amen. Amen.
He wants to hear you through your life. Through your prayer.
Yes.
He wants to take anything, that iniquity, Psalm 66, I forget exactly the verse, but if I hold iniquity in my heart, my prayers will not be heard.
Right.
He wants to prune that iniquity out of us. Praise God for that.
Yes.
That shouting room, that I have victory in Christ Jesus
Amen.
Because of what He did, not what
yeah.
I can do.
Yes.
I have
yeah.
victory in Christ Jesus because the Father wants to trim
Great.
The dead stuff out of my life. I have
Amen.
Life in Christ Jesus because He breathed the life into me, and in
Amen.
Him was the light of all man.
Amen.
Amen. That is who He is. He is the I am, and He loves
Amen.
You. Amen. He loves you.
Praise
and He says in verse 4, He says, abide in me. Live in Christ Jesus. Abide in Him. Hold on to Him. Never let go. Reach out for the healing of your soul. Reach out for the healing of your heart. Bring your hurts, your compassion, your need for Him. Bring it to the throne room of God. Hold on to the very vine that gives you life and liberty and happiness and joy and peace and patience and goodness and meekness and faithfulness. Amen? Hold
Amen.
On to the vine because
Amen.
In that vine you have life, and you just don't have life regular. You got life more abundant. Who needs an abundant life? Amen. Right
Amen.
Now we are surrounded by ugliness, by murder, by fear, by fright, by night. And we have a light and a love and a confidence through holding on to the vine.
Yes. Amen.
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 He loves you. And He gave you a place. Hold on.
Amen.
Abide in me and I in you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father, for that. I am abiding in Him, and where is He at? He is in me. Jesus had said just before that, He's going to send the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. He'll send it in His name. He'll teach you all things and bring into remembrance with unto you and peace. His peace He'll leave with you. And my peace I'll give you, and not of that the world gives you, I give unto you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why? Because I'm connected to the vine.
Yeah.
Why? I have the Comforter in me.
Amen.
Why? He said, we will make our abode in you.
Amen.
Why? Because He loves you. Hold on.
Amen.
Hold on. Keep seeking.
Yeah.
Keep knocking. Keep praying. Keep asking God for those things. Keep on your face before the Lord.
Amen.
Continue to break your heart, rent your heart and not your clothing. Tear the inside of you out.
Yes, amen.
Allow Him to do that work in you that only He can do because He loves you. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust His word beyond your understanding. Trust His love beyond your comprehension. Trust and rest in Him fully.
Yes.
And guess what He'll give you? Himself.
Amen.
He will give you Himself.
Yes.
And as you rest in Him, you'll start bearing fruit.
Amen.
Amen. You know, and it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That's the stuff I talk about right there. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All right. Against those, there is no law. Amen. So you can have as much of that as you want.
Amen.
You can have as much love as you want to have. You can have as much joy as you want to have. You can have as much peace because it's coming from the Father of light. It's coming from the Father of love. It's coming from the Creator. It's coming through the vine and into you. And anything that's stopping that in your life, that peace, that love, that patience, that goodness, let Him cut that off.
Amen.
Let Him cut that off.
Amen.
There is no Facebook post so important that it should take your peace away. There's no worry about the news and all the garbage that's happening out there that should take your peace away.
Amen.
There's no worrying about the end times that should take your peace away. Because
Amen.
We are in Him more than conquerors. Amen?
Amen.
We have Christ in us and on us and through us. And all we got to do is hold on.
Right.
Just hold on.
Amen.
Hold on. Are you tired of holding on? Hold on a little bit longer.
Amen.
Hold on a little bit tighter. Amen. Because the answer is coming. God wants you to hold on. He wants to trim that dead stuff away. He wants to give you freedom and joy and liberty and peace. All these things, all this Holy Spirit stuff. He wants you to have all of it. All of it. Now you have all of the Holy Spirit, all of Him, but there is a fruit, there's an outpouring of the Spirit. That cannot grow through dead branches.
Amen. Amen.
It will not grow through dead branches. And He says, trust in me. Trust in me. Ask of me. Seek of me. Knock. Just continually ask, knock, seek, look, beg. It's okay to beg. You know? It's okay. Come to the to the one who has everything. Come to Him humbly and brokenhearted, and you will find rest for your soul. You will find mercy there. You'll find love there. You'll find 10,000 blessings.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. More than you can count. It's all there. It's all in Him. It's all here.
Bless Him.
Believe it enough to do it.
Right?
Believe it enough to do it. Abide in Him. He said, except it abide in the vine, except you abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
Amen.
Amen?
Right.
Without this abiding power, without this holding on, without this being in Christ Jesus, without getting your nourishment from the vine itself, you can do nothing.
Absolutely.
Without abiding in Him, you don't have love. You don't have joy. You don't have peace. You don't have patience. You don't have kindness or goodness or faithfulness, gentleness or self-control. You can't have this without being in the vine.
Amen.
You can't get it. You cannot manufacture this. Right? Because this is a gift of the Most High God. Who here is lacking in love? You better raise your hands, you sinners. Right? Who here is lacking in peace? Amen. I know I am not. I don't have peace right now. Why not? Because am I really abiding in the truth of God's word? Do I really believe that He is absolutely sovereign over this whole thing? Because when I really believe in that, I don't worry about any of the other stuff.
Amen.
I don't worry about Antifa. I don't worry about this life matters and that life matters. I don't worry about CNN or Fox News or President Trump. I don't worry about the virus. I don't worry. I have peace over all of that because my God loves me. Amen. I am abiding in the vine, and as I am in the vine, he's filling me with all goodness, all righteousness, all power, all might, all love. He's giving that to me because I'm in the vine. I'm getting what I need from him. Because what this world has to offer, you don't need. You don't need what this, you don't need, people, you don't need CNN. You don't need Facebook. You don't need Twitter or TikTok or any of those other things. That's not where you, if you're finding your help from there, you're getting your help from the wrong place.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord God has what you need. The Lord, the Word of God, this here gives you everything that you'll need for life, for happiness, for joy, for comfort, for longevity. Everything you need is right here.
Amen.
Abide in him. Stay with him. Never, ever leave it. See, when I'm afraid, I go to the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And he wipes away every fear.
Bless him.
Right? When I'm hungry, I go to the Word of God.
Amen.
And he opens up the manna of heaven,
yes,
and he feeds me. Amen.
Bless
when I'm looking for righteousness, when I'm thirsting for righteousness, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Right? Are you there? Is your soul longing? Are you panting after the water of righteousness? Do you really want what God has for you? Come to the fountain.
Amen.
Come to the fountain. It flows from the very throne room of God. Come there and dip your feet in. Come there and put your hands in. Come there and wade out a little bit deeper. And some folks enjoy swimming in ankle-deep water. You know, you go to the kiddie pool, right?
I just like playing in the kiddie pool, splash, splash, splash.
I like to go to the deep end.
Amen.
All right, I want to go where I have no help, no way in myself. I have to remain in my flotation device, Jesus Christ. Right? He is my air wings. Right? What do they call those? They blow them up for the kids?
Floaties.
He is my floatie. Yeah, he's the one that keeps me buoyant.
That's
when,
right.
In this cesspool we call life. He's the one that gives me hope.
Bless.
See, and I keep focused in the vine. I keep focused in where my help comes from. I keep focused in those things. Amen. You look to the hills from where my help comes,
yes,
right? Amen. I saw you, right? And so we need to abide in that. We need to trust in that. We need to hold into him and allow him to do the work that only he can do.
That's right.
See, I cannot make myself better.
No.
I really can't. But I can hold on to him, and he will create in me a new heart. He will take away this heart of stone, and he will give me a heart of flesh. He will take away my ways and give me Yahweh. Amen. He will take away my thoughts and put his thoughts in me. And then I will be able to pray, ask whatever I want to ask, and he will give it. You know why? Because he will change my will from this will to his will. And then I know I always pray in God's will, because my will no longer has hold over me.
Amen.
Right? Mm-hmm. When you're really trusting, when you're really leaning into him, when you step over this threshold, I can't think of another word for it, but it's like walking through a door. It's like walking away from the old life and walking into the newness where real life is.
Amen.
It's like giving birth. Right? And all you moms know about this. Huh? Now, let me explain this, because some of y'all are new and you've never heard me explain it this way. Being born again is like being born naturally. Okay? In your natural state, in your mother's womb, as a baby, you think you have everything you'll ever need there, right? That's like you outside of Christ. I mean, you're living, right? You're sucking air, you're eating, you're moving around. You think everything, just like a baby in the womb, thinks it has everything it needs. It's got its mama's heartbeat, it's got blood, it's got food, you know, it doesn't need air, right? It's got the amniotic fluid and all that stuff surrounding it, yeah, right? And then there comes a day where you pass through, right? There comes a day where everything that you thought that you had and it was all that you needed becomes new, becomes light, becomes, instead of You get to taste things for the first time.
Amen.
You get to see things for the first time. That's when you get grafted into the vine, when you're brought into Christ, when you trust Him as your Lord and Savior, it's like crossing that threshold.
Amen.
Where everything you thought you had, you thought was good enough, all becomes worthless to you.
Right.
You don't need that placenta anymore, right? I don't need the old life anymore. I don't need the embryonic fluid anymore. I have life, and it's becoming more abundant. There's coming a day that this flesh will be cast off, and guess what? I will come into the fullness of what God has for me.
Amen.
Right? And all of a sudden, I won't need this flesh anymore, this body of sin that so easily ensnared me. I won't need the things of this world that I only look to anymore, because I have a greater hope. I have a greater peace. I have a greater honesty. I no longer do I need faith, because my faith will be made sight. Amen? And I will pass from this life to everlasting life, just like I passed from my mother's womb into the room, what do they call it, where you're born at, what's that room? Birthing area.
Delivery room.
Yeah, thank you. Ta-da, that's what they call it. I thought that was only for pizza. And so you pass into that. This abiding is very much like that. You're abiding in Him. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Look at the abiding. Look at the power here. Look at what God is saying. If you abide, if you continue in Christ, if you believe in Him, if you hold on to Him, if you allow that Spirit of God to work through you, and the words are abiding, the Word of God's living in you, working in you, then you can ask what you will. Right? You can ask. You know why you can ask what you will? Because all of a sudden, your will is no longer your will anymore.
Right.
Your will has become the will of the Most High God. Right? And when you ask the will of the Most High God, guess what? You'll get it.
Amen.
Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Right? To be done on earth as it is in heaven, that means my way has got to stop. Because if my way is not God's way, then it needs to be put out.
That's right.
It needs to allow Him to trim that off, that stuff that's not making food.
Hey.
Allow Him to trim it down. Allow Him to cut it out of your life. Allow Him to take those things that are worthless in you, that He might give you something new that produces fruit.
Amen.
Because in that producing fruit, and we're talking about love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, that kind of fruit, when you're producing that kind of fruit because you have the will of God living in you, because you're connected to the vine, right? When those things are all working together, you can ask what you will, because your will has become the will
That's
of the Most
right.
High God.
Amen.
Right? And you can mm-hmm. ask it openly, freely, and as often as you can. And God will give you the desires of your heart when He changes the desires
Amen.
Of your heart.
Amen.
Right? And He doesn't, when this text is taken so out of context by so many people, the name it and claim it, the blab it and grab it people, mm-hmm. you know, Lord, give me a, well, Mike was talking about it in Sunday school, give me a brand new airplane and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. That's not what it's talking about. He's talking about the holiness of God,
Amen.
The will of God, the righteousness of God, the goodness of God, living inside of me because I'm living in the vine.
Amen.
Right? And when I'm living in the vine, I'm abiding in Him. I can ask what I will and it will be done. And He says in verse 8, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. So ye be my disciples. So you be my disciples. Remember what Jesus said about being His disciple? If you don't love me more than your mama, more than your daddy, right? More than your children, more than yourself. If you don't love me more than these, you cannot be my disciple. Who wants to be a student of the Most High? A lot of folks say, I want to go to college and learn from Professor so-and-so. I want to go to Jesus, abide in the vine, and learn from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because He knows more than all of the books that were ever written. Right? He knows the beginning from the end. And He wants to teach you all of that. He wants to show you, to love you, to guide you. But you got to go to class. How can you learn if you don't go to class?
Right.
How can you understand if you don't study, if you don't, and then not only knowing it, you apply it in your life.
Amen.
Real personal ways.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jesus wants out of you. Because he says in the next verse, in verse 10, if you keep my commandments. Whoa! I got to keep the commandments? Yeah, there's two of them, and it's the hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah.
Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your strength, all of your mind. Love him supremely.
Amen.
And if you can do that, the other one comes easier.
Yes. Yes.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See,
Amen.
You can't do the second without doing the first. And he says, if you obey my commandments, those are the two. Jesus said, if you obey these two commandments, you've completed the fullness of the law and the prophets.
Right.
Glory to God. Do you really love God? Amen? Do you really love him? He loves you. He loves you so much that he stretched out his arms. He took the nails for you. He took the crown of thorns for you. He took the stripes on his back for you. Through bruising him, your iniquity was cleansed, was made pure. Because he loves you so much, he gave his life that you could have life abundantly in him. If you will abide in that truth, if you will allow him to be the God that he is.
That's right.
To you. It's that personal. It's not some high in the sky off someday. It's right now, this moment.
Amen.
Right now, this moment, right now. If you want to abide in Jesus Christ, if you want him, you can have him. If he's speaking to your heart right now, if he's called you by your name where you're sitting right now, and you've never truly trusted him as your Lord and Savior, you can do that right now.
Amen.
And if you, being a Christian, have these parts in your life that you have not surrendered to Jesus Christ, you haven't allowed the Father to cut the debt off, and you've stopped bearing fruit, you know what you can do? Confess it. Confess it.
Amen.
Say, Jesus, amen. I've been holding this sin, and it's my personal, private sin. And it may even be a good thing on the outside, but it's stopping me from growing. God, let me sacrifice that to you. Let me open up that part, that deepest part in my heart, that you would come in and that you would cut the dead away.
Amen.
That I might have life. If you'll do that, guess what will happen? God will come in with those toenail clippers.
Bless him.
And he will cut that dead stuff right off of you. Because he wants to. That he can be glorified in you.
Bless him.
But he will not twist your arm. He's not going to make you do this. He said it's open. It's available. If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Right? If you want it, if you desire it, if you want to bear fruit that is worthy of the acceptance of God. Abide in him.
Amen.
Abide in him. You cannot do it without him. You can't do it without him. You cannot be good enough without him. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. But God. The righteous one, the I am. He loves you. And he wants you. He wants you. He wants the fullness, the essence of who you are. In such a way that he can make you into what he would have you to be.
Amen.
Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. If you keep his commandments, where are you going to live? With him.
Yeah.
You will abide in his love. Mm-hmm. Even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. Who here wants some joy? Abide in the vine.
Amen.
If you really want, if you're tired of being sucked down by the weight of this world, let go of those things.
That's right.
Let go of them. The only thing that's stopping you from having the fullness of God in your life is you.
Amen.
Right? It's you wanting these things more than wanting His righteousness, more than wanting His love. And He says, if you will just let go,
that's it.
I've got you.
Absolute.
I'll catch you. As we say down south, grab a loose. Whatever you're holding to grab, a loose. Right? But when you let go, you will find out that He's already there. He already has you.
Yes.
It's like those little kids hanging on the edge of the diving board. And daddy or mommy's right there. They've already got you. All you got to do is jump. You know? You're already safe. All you got to do is trust enough to let go.
Amen.
If you trust enough to let go, you'll realize you'll not fall far.
Right.
You will fall right in the midst of where He has you.
That's right.
Trust God.
Bless
Him. Trust God. Let go of those things that so easily ensnare you. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends. A lot of people put period there, but any English majors there? What is that little mark?
Comma.
Okay, take a breath and read the rest. That's what I was told commas mean. All right, take a breath, read the rest. If you do whatsoever I have commanded you. So what did Jesus command us?
Love.
Amen. Love. Agape one another. Love God. First and foremost, love Him. Unashamedly, unabandonedly.
Amen.
Right? Just love God. Love His Word. Apply His Word. Remain in the vine. Allow the Holy Spirit to work through Jesus into you.
Amen.
And as you remain in that vine, all of a sudden things start popping out of you. It's called fruit. Amen?
Increasing.
Yeah. All those things. You've never seen an apple tree strain to make apples. Apples! No. It remains, right? And God provides the nutrients from coming deep within.
That's right. Bless
them. And those nutrients come out and it produces the flower, then it produces the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then when that fruit is fully ripened, it falls down and it feeds a nation. What this nation needs now, mm-hmm. as much as I love Donald Trump, it doesn't need Donald. You know what it needs?
God.
It needs God.
Right.
It needs God. It needs the truth of God's Word. It needs the church.
That's
right. It needs us. Mm-hmm. Not just talking about Jesus, but being Jesus.
Amen.
All right? How do you say, I can't be Jesus? Well, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who consider it not robbery to be equal with God. Let this mindset be in you. That you are in Christ Jesus. That you are seated at the right hand of the Father. That your prayers are important to Him. That your life is important to Him. That He has you born right now, right here, for this time.
Amen.
Amen? Now, let the husbandman trim the dead stuff off of you. Abide. In Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Just abide in Jesus Christ. Pray to Him. Be honest with Him. Do you know Jesus already knows your sin?
That's right.
Right? Yeah, if you've trusted God and He's He's in you, the Holy Spirit's in you, He already knows that deep, dark secret. Right? He already knows it. And He loves, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, right? Romans 8:28, I think. I think that's just off the top of my mind. But while we were sinners, Christ died for us. We didn't get better to get God. We got God, and then we got better. We trust Him with the fullness of our life, and He changes. He metamorphosizes us.
Yes.
He creates in us something new by cutting off something dead.
Amen.
Now, so what do you want? This is up between you and God. It has nothing to do with me. What do you want? Do you really want the fullness of God? Do you really want that intimate prayer life with the Lord? Do you really want that abiding power of the Most High God? You can do it, right? You can because of what God has given you. You can because the I Am loves you. You can do things that are impossible for you because nothing is impossible with God. You can when you abide in the vine. You can when you ask the Father. You can. And it's not of your works, it's of His works. And all you have to do is do it. Right? Ask Him. Ask Him. Ask Him to be your Savior. Ask Him to lead you into righteousness. Ask Him to lead you, to show you what holiness is. Ask Him to relieve your fears.
Amen. That's right.
And your anxieties. Cast how much of your fear upon Him?
All.
Why? Because He cares for you. God loves you. Cast it. Cast it down.
Amen.
I love you. And as oddly as this starts, it's going to end the same way. Because I have nothing else to say. Okay? Now, what you do with this message is between you and God.
Amen.
If you have asked Him during this last few minutes that we've been talking, if you have already settled in your heart, you want a Savior and you want to know how that happens, come and talk to me. If you're a guy, come and ask me and I'll show you through Scripture how you can know that you're saved. All right? If you are a female, right, and you've asked while we were here, you've asked that God save you, that the Lord would come and be your Savior, that you wanted to abide in Him, and you need evidence of that, there are women here that I can show you to. And you say, well, Pastor, why don't you talk to me? And it's not that I don't want to talk to you. You're a woman. You need a woman, okay? That's just the way it is, right? Amen? And you can talk. There's women here that are filled with the Holy Ghost that I can give you direction to. There's too many to name, right? Because there's a lot of ladies here that know God and can lead you into the security of salvation. There's a lot of men here, but if you're a dude, I want to talk to you, right? Because this is personal between me and you. If we need to, we can wrestle, right? We can get it worked out. If you're a Christian and you know that there's something that you think you're hiding from God and you need to get right, confess it to Him.
Amen.
All right? Confess it to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't confess it to me. I ain't your priest. I'm the pastor. I'm the sheep dog. There's a good shepherd. I'm not Him. All right? His name is Jesus. And you can go right to the throne room of God. You can confess your sin right to the Father. You can confess your sin right to Jesus. And He is faithful and just to forgive you your sin. Those that are confessed. All you got to do is do it. And as much as I want to see it, I want to see it, and I'm confessing that before God and you, is none of my business. Okay? It's not any of my business. I want to see the fruit. Okay?
Amen.
I don't want to hear your confession. I want to see the fruit of your confession.
Yes.
Right? Because it's not about me knowing it. It's about God showing it through you. All right. I've been told twice by the Holy Spirit to shut up. This time I'm doing it. All right? I'm going to pray. Dear Father, I thank you so much. I lift this body before you. I pray, Lord Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I pray in the name and the authority of the Most High God that you have talked to your people, that you are moving on your people. I pray, Father, if there be one, just one here today that does not know you as their personal Savior, that you have called their name and that they would answer you. That you have called them by the Spirit of God and you have touched them. You've opened their eyes to a need of a Savior, Lord Jesus. And that you would encourage them to ask, Father. And that you would meet them in the midst of their confusion and give them truth and light and life, Father. I thank you for those things. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.